Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And we have a sports break for you today that's going to have some of the greatest events for August 25th with the players that perform them and their uniform numbers where available. The uniform numbers we're going to talk about today for this Jersey Dispatch Podcast is 29, 16, 7, 2, and 3. 16, 24, 25, and number 27. It all starts off on August 25th, 1921. And was he losing control is the question? Well, New York Yankee pitcher Harry Harper nailed three different batters in one inning, tying a record for Major League batters, or Major League pitchers, I'm sorry. The batters, well, they weren't so happy about the record. August 25th, 1922, the Chicago Cubs defeated the Philadelphia Phillies 26-23 in the highest scoring Major League game on record. 26-23, that's a lot of scoring. No wonder somebody wanted to bean three different batters. August 25th, 1924, I'm sorry, that was a different game, different year. August 25th, 1924, Major League Baseball's Washington Senator pitcher Walter Johnson had his second no-hitter in his career as he defeated with his Senators teammates the St. Louis Browns 2-0 in a seven-inning game. August 25th, 1968, New York Yankees outfield player Rocky Calavito, number 29, pitched 2/3 innings and beat the Detroit Tigers 6-5. It was a twin bill that day, and Rocky played right field in the second game and even hit a home run. Not bad for a guy that started the season as an LA Dodger wearing number 16 before he was a Yankee wearing number 29. August 25th, 1977, Canadian NHL player Tim Horton, who wore number 7 with the Toronto Maple Leafs and had that number retired with that team, and number 2 with the Buffalo Sabres, number retired with that team, was posthumously inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Note, he did also wear number 16, number 24, number 3 jerseys with other teams, including the Pittsburgh Penguins as well, during his career. We mentioned that number 2 and number 7 because those were retired with both the Maple Leafs and the Sabres. August 25th, 1985, New York Mets hurler number 16, Dwight Gooden, became the youngest pitcher to win 20 games in a season. He was 20 years old, 9 months, and 9 days old. That's really narrowing it down for the youngest, isn't it? August 25th, 1986, Oakland Athletics' Mark McGwire, wearing number 25, hit his first Major League home run. He had a bunch of them during his career. Great hitter, Mark McGwire. August 25th, 2020, the Chicago White Sox pitcher, Lucas Giolito, number 27 with the Sox, no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-0 at Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago. And that is your sports break for August 25th. We're glad you joined us for this little bit of sports history. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day. If you need some more sports history, go to sportshistorynetwork.com. Go to pigskindispatch.com or our website, jerseydispatch.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey,
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.